My brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate one of the younger saints in the church, probably one of Pope Francis's favorites, because he's a Jesuit, Saint Aloysius Gonzaga, who was in formation to be a priest. And while working amongst the most needy and the ill in his area during a plague, he himself contracted the disease and died. He died. But he did so with such resolution and joy. And the words that we have for him in our office of readings today is a letter actually to his mom. He writes to his mother and encourages her to think not of the things of this world, but to think of the life to come. Essentially echoing what Jesus says very clearly in this gospel. Don't store up for yourselves treasure on earth. Store up your treasure in heaven. To be thinking about these things as often as we can. That's why it's good for us to be thinking about heaven. To be praying that many will be in heaven. To put all of our hopes and our desires in heaven. It is possible for you to have treasure in the world to come. We think of very, very simply in this life. We can just go to the bank. If we get money, we can just put money in the bank, and then we can have our little card to run around and get whatever we want at McDonald's or whatever. But how many of us stop and think about the fact that we can go and store up real, valuable things actually in heaven? And they'll be waiting there for us. It was clear to St. Aloysius Gonzaga. He knew. He wasn't just paying his mom lip service and say, Mom, it's going to be okay. I'm going to die and we're all going to be happy. He actually knew that he was storing up treasure in heaven. And so here's his words to his mom. He said, take care above all things, most honored lady. Nice title for his mother, most honored lady. Not to insult God's boundless loving kindness. You would certainly do this if you mourned as dead one living face to face with God, one whose prayers can bring you in your troubles more powerful aid than they ever could on earth. And our parting will not be for long. We shall see each other again in heaven. We shall be united with our Savior. There we shall praise him with heart and soul, sing his mercies forever, and enjoy eternal happiness. When he takes away what he once lent us, in other words, the relationship here on earth, his purpose is to store our treasure elsewhere, more safely, and bestow on us those very blessings that we ourselves would most choose to have. And see how right his mind is, how correct his thinking is, and how his heart is actually not even with his mom here on earth, but his mother in heaven. He's with his mother in heaven already. We can do that. We can store up treasure in heaven, and it's a good thing to do just that. We do it as we come to Holy Communion today. We're storing up our treasure in heaven. There's nowhere else we'd rather be. One day in your courts, Lord, is better than a million elsewhere. Let's prepare our hearts to receive Jesus. Okay.